fault intolerant. 9th of January. I, Abraham Ivanov, finally have a home computer. A word processor, to be exact. I fought it as long as I could. I argued it out with myself. I am America's most prolific writer, and I do fine on a typewriter. Last year I published over 30 books. Some of them were small books for kids, some were anthologies, but there were also novels, short story collections, essay collections, non-fiction books, nothing to be ashamed of. So why do I need a word processor? I can't go any faster. But you know, there's such a thing as neatness. Typing my stuff means I have to introduce pen and ink items to correct typos, and nobody does that anymore. I don't want my manuscripts to stick out like a sore thumb. I don't want editors to think my stuff is second-rate just because it's corrected. The difficulty was finding a machine that wouldn't take 2 years to learn to use. Deft, I'm not, as I frequently mentioned in this diary. And I want one that doesn't break down every other day. Mechanical failures just throw me. So I got one that's fault-tolerant. That means if some component goes wrong, the machine keeps right on working, tests the malfunctioning component, corrects it if it can, reports it if it can't. Replacements can be carried through by anybody. Doesn't take an expert hacker. Sounds like my kind of thing. 5th of February. I haven't been mentioning my word processor lately because I've been struggling to learn how it works. I've managed. For a while, I had a lot of trouble. Because, although I have a high IQ, it's a very specialized high IQ. I can write, but coping with mechanical objects throws me. But I learned quickly, once I gained sufficient confidence. What did it was this. The manufacturer's representative assured me that the machine would develop flaws only rarely and would be unable to correct its own flaws only exceedingly rarely. He said I wouldn't be likely to need a new component oftener than once in 5 years. And if I did need one, they would hear exactly what was needed from the machine. The computer would then replace the part itself, do all the wiring and oiling that was necessary, and reject the old part, which I could then throw away. Well, that's sort of exciting. I almost wish something would go wrong, so that I could get a new part and insert it. I could tell everyone, oh, sure, the discombobulator blew a fuse, and I fixed it like a shot. Nothing to it. But they wouldn't believe me. I'm going to try writing a short story on it. Nothing too long, just about 2,000 words, maybe. If I get confused, I can always go back to the typewriter until I've regained my confidence. Then I can try again. 14th of February. I didn't get confused. Now that the proof is in, I can talk about it. The short story went as smoothly as cream. I brought it in, and they've taken it, no problem. So, I finally started my new novel. I should have started it a month ago, but I had to make sure I could work my word processor first. Let's hope it works. It'll seem funny not having a pile of yellow sheets I can rifle through when I want to check something I said 100 pages earlier, but I suppose I can learn how to check back on the discs. 19th of February. The computer has a spelling correction component. Now, that caught me by surprise because the representative hadn't told me about it. At first, it let misspellings go, and I just proofread each page as I turned it out. But then it began to mark off any word it was unfamiliar with, which was a little bothersome because my vocabulary is a large one, and I have no objection to making up words. And, of course, any proper name I use is something it was unfamiliar with. I called the representative because it was annoying to have to be notified of all sorts of corrections that didn't really have to be made. The representative said, "Don't let that bother you, Mr. Ivanov. If it questions a word that you want to remain as it is, Just retype it exactly as it is, and the computer will get the idea and not correct it the next time. That puzzled me. Don't I have to set up a dictionary for the machine? And how will it know what's right and what's wrong? Ah, that's part of the fault tolerance, Mr. Ivanov, he said. The machine already has a basic dictionary, and it picks up new words as you use them. You will find that it will pick up false misspellings to a smaller and smaller degree. To tell you truthfully, Mr. Ivanov, you have a late model there, and we're not sure we know all its potentialities. Some of our researchers consider it fault-tolerant in that it can continue to work despite its own flaws, but fault-intolerant in that it won't stand for flaws in those who use it. Please report to us if there's anything puzzling. We would really like to know. I'm not sure I like this. 7th of March. Well, I've been struggling with the word processor, and I don't know what to think. For a long time, it would mark off misspellings, and I would retype them correctly. And it certainly learned how to tell real misspellings. I had no trouble there. In fact, when I had a long word, I would sometimes throw in a wrong letter just to see if it would catch it. I would write supersede, S-U-P-E-R-C-E-D-E, or vacuum with two C's and one U, or schenectady with a K instead of C-H. It almost never failed. And then yesterday, a funny thing happened. It stopped waiting for me to retype the wrong spellings. It retyped it automatically itself. You can't help striking the wrong key sometimes, so I would write 5-H-E instead of T-H-E, and the 5 would change to a T in front of my eyes. And it would happen quickly, too. Now, I tested it by deliberately typing a word with the wrong letter. I would see it show up wrong on the screen, I would blink my eyes, and it would be right. This morning, I phoned the representative. He said. Interesting. Troublesome, I said. It might introduce mistakes. If I type BLWW, does the machine correct it to BLEW or to BLOW? And what if it thinks I mean blue UE when I really mean blue EW? You see what I mean? He said, I've discussed your machine with one of our theoretical experts. He tells me it may be capable of absorbing internal clues from your writing and knows which word you really want to use. As you type into it, it begins to understand your style and integrate it into its own programming. A little scary, but it's convenient. I don't have to proofread the pages now. 20th of March. I really don't have to proofread the pages. The machine has taken to correcting my punctuation and word order. The first time it happened, I couldn't believe it. I thought I had had a small attack of dizziness and had imagined I'd typed something that wasn't really on the screen. It happened oftener and oftener, and there was no mistake about it. It got to the point where I couldn't make a mistake in grammar. If I tried to type something like Jack, comma, and Jill went up the hill, that comma simply wouldn't appear. No matter how I tried to type I has a book, it always shows up as I have a book. Or if I wrote Jack, comma, and Jill as well went up the hill, then I couldn't omit the commas. They'd go in of their own accord. It's a lucky thing I keep this diary in longhand, or I couldn't explain what I mean. I couldn't give an example of wrong English. I don't really like to have a computer arguing with me over English, but the worst part of it is that it's always right. Well, look, I don't throw a fit when a human copy editor sends me back a manuscript with corrections in every line. I'm just a writer. I'm not an expert on the minutiae of English. The copy editors copy edit. They still can't write. And so let the word processor copy edit. Takes a load off me. 17th of April. I spoke too soon in the last item in which I mentioned my word processor. For 3 weeks, it copy-edited me and my novel went along smoothly. It was a good working arrangement. I did the creating and it did the modulating, so to speak. Then yesterday evening, it refused to work at all. Nothing happened. No matter what keys were touched. It was plugged in all right, the wall switch was on, I was doing everything correctly. It just wouldn't work. Well, I thought, so much for that business about not once in 5 years. I'd only been using it for 3.5 months, and already so many parts were out that it wouldn't work. That meant that new parts ought to come from the factory by special messenger, but not till the next day, of course. I felt terrible, you can bet, and I dreaded having to go back to the typewriters, searching out all my own mistakes, and then having to make pen and ink corrections, or to retype the page. I went to bed in a foul humor. Didn't actually sleep much. First thing in the morning, or anyway after breakfast, I went into my office. And just as I walked up to the word processor, as though it could read my mind and tell that I was so annoyed I would chiefly have kicked it off the desk and out of the window, it started working. All by itself, mind you. I never touched the keys. The words appeared on the screen a lot more quickly than I could have made them appear, and it began with "Fault Intolerant" by Abram Ivanov. I simply stared. It went on to write my diary items concerning itself, as I have done above, but much better. The writing was smoother, more colorful, with a successful touch of humor. In 15 minutes it was done, and in 5 minutes the printer had placed it on sheets. That, apparently, had just been for exercise or for practice, for once that was done, the last page I'd written of my novel appeared on the screen, and then the words began to proceed without me. The word processor had clearly learned to write my stuff, just as I would have written it, only better. Great! No more work! The word processor wrote it under my name and wrote with my style, given a certain amount of improvement. I could just let it go, pick up the surprise reviews from my critics telling the world how I had improved, and watch the royalties pour in. That's all right as far as it goes. But I'm not America's most prolific writer for no reason. I happen to love to write. That happens to be all that I want to do. Now, if my word processor does my writing, what do I do with the rest of my life?